You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It is a great pleasure to speak of Elon Musk with my friend and colleague John Tamney of Real Clear Markets, writing most recently at the Wall Street Journal editorial page, How Elon Musk Made Us All Richer. John, a very good evening to you. This is wonderful to celebrate Elon Musk in the midst of all of the attention over Twitter. We cannot forget that he got here 23 years later by taking risks with a great deal of money that was his momentarily, and then he put it to work. Where did he start, John, in the late 20th century? What was his first revelation? Good evening to you, John.
Hey, John, it's great to be here. And yes, it's so easily forgotten. People look at the $44 billion acquisition of Twitter. They don't look enough at how he got there. And he got to the point of being able to make these big acquisitions because, as you allude, he kept taking risks with the money he made from other startups. And so his first one was Zip2, call it a Yelp or an internet information directory early for its time, that was sold to Compaq Computer in the late 90s. His take from it was $21 million. And rather than just put it into index funds or protect what he'd earned, he, among other things, put $13 million into X.com, which was created with the view that banks were hopelessly sclerotic and unable to see the future. And so he risked everything on basically an online form of banking and investing. And he did so at a time, keep in mind, that in the late 90s, most internet transactions were still settled via regular mail. And he was trying to convince people to put all their money into a bank. And so it just shows you his relentless desire to rush a different future to the present and risk his money in the process.
How did that XCOM work out, John? I don't remember XCOM. What is it?
Well, you don't, because it ultimately became PayPal, and it became that through a merger with Confinity, which was run by Max Levchin and Peter Thiel in 2000, March of 2000. As you and I discussed before we were on air, they merged at the time when the internet bust essentially began, yet they miraculously made it. What's crucial about PayPal is that Musk has been clear that it was very difficult to keep his subsequent, what followed Zip2, alive. It was always nearly dying, always nearly going bankrupt. So he risked everything on something that no one expected to work out. Today, PayPal is worth, and this is very low relative to its height, it's worth over $100 billion. It's really a remarkable achievement that funded the next step for him.
A fun story, March of 2000. John and I are old enough to remember March of 2000. That is affectionately called the dot-com bust. In a matter of days, everything was turned into trash. And all the well-to-do young people at the time, this is a quarter of a century ago, believed that they had been ruined. But Musk kept on with Peter Thiel and his colleagues. They turned it into something that eBay buys. All right, he's now in possession of his share of the eBay purchase of PayPal, what becomes PayPal. What did he do with his money, John?
Once again, rather than rest on his laurels or just go to Goldman Sachs and just invest it in blue chip stocks, Musk went to work again. He put $70 million into Tesla. A notion that was just wildly ridiculed. I mean, consider what he was trying to do. He was going to redefine for us how we viewed a car. And he was doing it with a bunch of people who had no background in autos. SpaceX, so private sector, which had never really been involved in space, he put $100 million into, based on the idea that he and some engineers could design rockets that would take payload and people into space. again, another idea widely ridiculed. And then Solar City, which these were some of his cousins that got this started, and he was the primary shareholder as usual. He put $10 million into this, always risking his own money. And this was to ahead of the trend, as you observed before air, about where solar was going, that more and more people were going to put it on their roofs. People can love it or hate what he was doing, but ahead of another trend. And so he basically staked all of his winnings from PayPal, but actually much more, on what he saw the future to be.
Those three companies describe $1.1 trillion asset base right now. Elon Musk along the way, John, important to register, he's employing a lot of people. He's putting his money to work to hire people and to build things. Starship at Boca Chica, the beautiful Tesla machines that whenever one drives by, John, I stop and salute it. You know, it's genius to invest in an electric car during the age of Exxon and Mobil. And Solar City, that's a vision we haven't got yet, as with the majority of homes have not switched to solar panels. But again, John, we come to the Twitter affair, and you've watched this as an observer of how capitalism is disdained when it takes risks. What do you make of the Twitter noise? Not the business about freedom of speech. The idea that being the richest man in the solar system, he's a fool to take risks with something like Twitter. What did you hear, John?
Well, I'm so glad that you're pushing the free speech stuff to the side, because I think you're right. I don't think that's what his vision is. As we know from his history, he takes whatever he earns, the wealth he attains from taking these big risks, and he takes bigger risks with it. And so my strong sense is that with Twitter, he's not spending $44 billion and going heavily into debt in the process to just maintain the status quo, but maybe add freer speech. He's got a vision for it, which my guess is something none of us have ever even contemplated. None of us have ever come close to contemplating, because what's his history? His history is always about doing something that's widely ridiculed or viewed as impossible. And so my strong sense is that's why he is going to take Twitter private. What he's going to do is going to so surprise investors that if you kept it public, it would be a huge distraction. The stock would move in all sorts of directions. I've got to believe he's got a vision for this that's going to shock us for the different direction it takes us. And so it's going to be interesting. I can't imagine he'd spend $44 billion just to give us a place to spout our opinions.
I measure, John, that he's always in the news. And what I admire about that is that he gets attention for his companies when he gets attention for his ideas. They're never especially predictable. For example, with SpaceX, which I follow very closely, he talks about going to Mars, about colonizing Mars, about making a one-way trip, and there's a long line of people volunteering to go with him. I don't know whether it's practical or not, but it's a wonderful dream that you can enter into at any age in the U.S., and it makes you immediately like his other products. And John, I want to emphasize, his products are beautifully engineered. Mm-hmm. This is high-end quality material. He has something of Jobs about him, but he also has something of a marketing genius at the same time. Not just control, but control and that big smile.
Oh, I love what you say so much. You said earlier, before we went on, about how he doesn't really have a marketing budget, yet he knows how to get publicity for his products. I mean, think about it. Tesla is a $1 trillion company. And when have you ever seen an ad for it?
Never.
So he is the marketing. And then you add to what you say. You're so right. Love or hate electric cars, whatever it is, what we cannot deny is that it was the first unanimous choice for Motor Trend's Car of the Year, I think, in the history of the magazine. And it's viewed as the safest car in the world. It's so many superlatives surrounding the creation of this car. With SpaceX, you know this much better than I, but It's not just that they're launching rockets into space. It's that they're doing so exponentially cheaper than Boeing and McDonnell Douglas and some of the traditional players in this. This is remarkable stuff. And so it's so exciting that we have people like this in the United States. Thank goodness we're a magnet for the world's drivers. I don't want to live in another country than the U.S. for attracting this. And boy, what's ahead?
We will find out when he tells us what the Twitter secrets are. John Tamney is vice president at FreedomWorks, editor of Real Clear Markets, author most recently of When Politicians Panic. I'm John Batchelor.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.